while traveling. I think making sure you're not getting constipated is going to be really helpful for you just feeling good overall. But then secondly, prioritizing and supporting your sleep is going to be really important. So I think magnesium doubles there for you because you can put it on before night or take it before night and help support your sleep a little bit more. But I am one of those weirdos that like travels with my pillow because I like to have it when I'm sleeping, calm and relaxed, and it's great. But if I'm flying, that obviously doesn't work.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
Hello, friends. So we're going to be talking about staying healthy and staying balanced while traveling, which may be right up your alley, or it may not be right up your alley. I don't really know. We have a solo episode today, so I need to share a fun fact with you of something that I've discovered. And I was kind of like, what fun fact would you guys like to know? Because I feel like I have not been discovering any fun facts recently, which is kind of boring. But I will tell you one of my favorite things to do right now. It's not really a fun fact. It's just my favorite thing to do is filling up this massive mason jar, which holds, hold please, let me look, 24 ounces of water. And I put my electrolytes in there. And I put this, I use the lemon lime electrolytes from Paleo Valley, which I am obsessed with. And I put in a dropper full of a tincture called Nourished Woman. It's from Subluna. It's where I get all of my herbal tinctures because it's a blend of like oat straw, nettle, rose. So it's very good for your adrenals. Rose is very good for emotions. Nettle is very high in potassium. And it's just a nice, wonderful little thing that I am doing right now to replenish and support minerals while I'm pregnant. And that's what I'm drinking. And that's what I'm loving. And I have a little glass straw that I use because I'm all about the aesthetic. I want it to, if it's visually pleasing to me, then I know that I will enjoy it more. But that is my go-to. It tastes phenomenal. So Subluna is where I get my tinctures. It was the Nourished Woman one, and then Paleo Valley Lemon Lime Electrolytes. Lemon Lime Electrolytes, I send them to every mom. So anytime one of my friends has a baby, I like to send them a little postpartum package. And it typically includes Paleo Valley Meat 6 and Paleo Valley Lemon Lime Electrolytes and magnesium cream and some other lake fun things for them. But I just love them. Paleo Valley and Subluna, you can use the discount code Leah, like my name. So you can have a mocktail with me. Anyways, so that was my fun fact of the day. But what I really want to talk about, or what we're going to talk about today, is traveling and staying healthy. And I'm going to share like my random things that I do. And then I actually want to talk a little bit more about bowel movements while traveling. And the reason why I want to talk about bowel movements while traveling is I feel like a lot of people get constipated while they're traveling. And it's one, because they're eating different foods, probably not getting in enough fiber, probably dehydrated. And then stress. Like some people just literally get very stressed about not pooping. Or pooping somewhere outside of their house, I guess I should say. So that is why I wanted to talk about that and kind of give you some hacks to just help with it. And these are things I like to have on hand. One of my kiddos, I definitely will give him support for bowel movements, like when traveling, just so I don't have to worry about him being constipated and then obviously not feeling good and things like that. So number one, to stay supportive while traveling, there are a couple supplements that we always bring. one of them being magnesium. And you can do magnesium supplementation. You can do magnesium like topically. You can rub it on the bottoms of your feet. You can do it on the bottoms of your, on your stomach or anything like that. I think that is a supplement you should always take while you're traveling. The second is a binder. And that's because I know I'm going to be exposed to a bunch of different things, maybe be eating different foods, who knows what. I always, always, always bring a binder with me when I am traveling. Now, the wide range of binders will just depend on like the situation. So I actually do bring them for my kids. So for my kiddos, I always bring Chlorella. I love this for kids. And so we use the brand Energy Bits. We use the Chlorella. It's the green bag. And they just get two of those and literally just applesauce Chlorella in their mouth. And they eat it, no problem. They actually ask for that daily, so I just bring that with them. I think they ask for it because they like the applesauce, but whatever. We're not complaining about the gift that they have given me. So Chlorella it is. Now, I will also either take Chlorella. So you can take, if I was traveling, I would probably take 15 of them. When I say that they're tiny, I'm like talking like half the size of your pinky fingernail. Like they're really tiny. I don't chew them. My kids chew them, but I just swallow them whole. So that's a great binder. When I'm pregnant, I will do that one, or I'll do Take Sumi Supreme. That's another one that I like. Not pregnant, I would probably do something like maybe GI Detox. I really like that one while traveling. That is a really good one that I do like a lot. So magnesium binder. Digestive enzyme or bitters or something along those lines. So again, while I'm traveling, probably going to be eating different foods, probably going to not always be eating in a state of like rest and digest. So I am 100% going to bring a digestive enzyme. And I really like, there's two brands I really like. One is called Lipo Gold, and No. That's the enzyme I use. Like, what is the brand called? Just look up Lipo Gold. I think it will pull up for you. And then the other brand I like is Smidge, S-M-I-D-G-E. If you don't know if you have H. pylori or not, choose the one without HCL. Both of those you can get on Fullscript. And if you're like, okay, where can I get the supplements at a discount? You can just go to my website, leahbrueggemann.com, and go to favorites, and then it will say like get supplements at a discount. Boom, right there. You can like look up all those brands. You can get professional grade supplements there discounted. So there you go. So I do that. And then the last thing that I would actually highly recommend, like there's so many extra things you could do, but like these are like the core foundation things that I would do, is vitamin C. I would higher dose vitamin C because A, it's going to help with bowel movements, so you're not going to be constipated. But B, it's going to help supportive of your immune system. And if you're traveling, you don't want to get sick. You don't want your kids to get sick, all those types of things. Vitamin C. So those would be the four that I would say are top of our list. So like no matter what, no matter where, no matter how far I'm going, like those are the things that I would bring. Now, if I have the capability to bring other things, I will. I honestly will. I would bring homeopathy, like in case anybody gets sick. I would bring some more herbs in case I need that support. But those are the four where it's like the non-negotiables while traveling is the magnesium, digestive enzyme or bitters, vitamin C, and a binder. And you just will notice such a difference because, you know, everybody goes to travel and then they come back and then they get sick and it's just this whole long thing. So those are the number one things. And then I would really make sure, you know, while traveling, I think making sure you're not getting constipated is going to be really helpful for you just feeling good overall. But then secondly, prioritizing and supporting your sleep is going to be really important. So I think magnesium doubles there for you because you can put it on before night or take it before night and help support your sleep a little bit more. But I am one of those weirdos that like travels with my pillow because I like to have it when I'm sleeping and calm and relaxed, and it's great. I know that you want to get the benefits from mushrooms, and they're definitely all the rage. So these are some things that I would look for in your mushrooms to make sure that you're getting the best bang for your buck. You know, if you're spending your money on a mushroom, you want it to actually do what it's supposed to do. So basically, you're looking for fruiting body only, because if it's mycelium, it's going to be most likely 99.99% of the time grown on grains, which for a lot of you, if you're trying to avoid grains, doesn't really help if your mushrooms are full of it. But then on top of it, how are they separating the grains from the mushroom? You're basically just paying for really expensive grains if you're buying mycelium. So you want fruiting body only. You do want it to be an extract, otherwise you're just eating ground up mushroom, which is great, but not for the benefits that you're probably paying for. And then it needs to be certified organic. And then you actually need to make sure that you have the therapeutic dosage for the benefit that you're actually wanting. And this is where I would say companies fail so badly, and it's just not worth your money. Okay. So when you're looking at a therapeutic dosage, you do want to see, you know, what is the study done for the benefit that you're looking for. And the one I always pull up and tell everybody is, you know, reishi, you're looking at 4,000 milligrams of reishi to actually see the benefit that you see in all the studies for reishi, which is why a lot of people are like, oh, I took reishi and I never noticed a difference, probably because you weren't taking a therapeutic dosage of it. But then you realize that and you turn over your bottle and you go, oh, I'd have to take six capsules to actually get a therapeutic dosage, and that gets expensive really fast. And I am telling you, it truly changed my life when I found Aversio Wellness, because not only are they certified organic, their certificate of analysis is right up there on their website. They are so transparent as a company. They are certified organic and they are 100% fruiting body only, but they also care about the therapeutic dosage. And so they have a high extraction ratio for all of their mushrooms. And so for reishi, for example, I can take one capsule to reach a therapeutic dosage. One capsule. Isn't that insane? That's so much more cost effective and so much easier to do, and much more likely that I'm going to stick to something. And I have, because they've made it really, really easy. So please look at your mushroom supplements. Please make sure that you're spending your money wisely. I use Aversio Wellness. I will always use Aversio Wellness. I can't even tell you which one of their mushrooms is my favorite, because I love all of them. But if you have no idea where to start and you're like, I need to start somewhere, start with the 3-mushroom blend, because you will notice a difference right away with energy and focus. And so then you'll want to try all the mushrooms. So if you go to aversiowellness.com, you can use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. That's EVERSIO wellness.com, and use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. But if I'm flying, that obviously doesn't work. But in terms of food, so these are the things that we would do to help support food and nutrition while traveling. So I will take our water bottles, like we have the Brewmates, the big ones, and I will bring those with us, and I just will buy water and then just refill those up, just because water fountains, all those types of things gross me out. I think the water tastes disgusting. So unfortunately, the water that we're buying is from plastic water bottles. I'm sorry, but then I will put it in our water bottles to carry it for the rest of the way, just because it's honestly just easier than carrying multiple water bottles. Staying hydrated is going to be really important. And so I will put electrolytes in them also as well, because it helps my kiddos drink more water, and I do want them to stay hydrated as well. So that is really helpful and useful. We bring protein bars, pouches, and meat sticks. So these are all like super easy travel ones. They're just our go-tos. So we use the Paleo Valley meat sticks. We'll travel with those. Protein bars. I actually travel with like multiple different ones, because who knows what mood my child's going to be in. From Paleo Valo, we use the apple and the lemon lime. Not the lemon lime, lemon. It's just called lemon. So we use those two. And then we also use the Aloha protein bars. Those are a big hit with my kiddos as well. And then what did I say? The third thing? Oh, pouches. I was like, what on earth did I say we brought? I specifically bring the chia seed pouches because of the fiber. So it's a great way to, again, get some more fiber in for my kiddos while we're traveling to help support regularity. So those are the three things that you will always find in our travel bag. Now, again, it's like if you're flying, if you're going in the car, if you're going for a really long time, like, you know, like how many protein bars and things can you pack and all of that. But those are, I feel like, great staples that we can supplement with while we're traveling with whatever else we're eating. We can bring that in to help support. I just think that they're super easy to travel with and they can really be a game changer there because I just think it's really hard sometimes to find the protein and the fiber while you're traveling. And then if we eat somewhere and we eat out, we have to grab food, which we often do. Where's the protein and where's the fiber? I just try and find those and then stack on the rest. I will 100% allow fun treats for my kids while they're traveling. Like if they want hot chocolate, we'll get hot chocolate or anything like that. But I also try and make sure that foundation of getting in nutrition. And they know that. They're like, oh, I want this. Mom's going to tell me that I have to have my eggs first or I have to have my protein first. And my eldest is 5 and he will literally, does a banana have protein, Mom? I'm like, no. He goes, okay, well, what can I put with my banana so I can have a banana? And I love how he is learning that it's not that he can't have those foods. It's just, what can I pair it with so that I feel good and I have energy and my belly doesn't hurt and all of those types of things. So those are, I feel like, the practicality-ish types of ones. I really think that supporting your, it's like, I feel like it kind of goes into categories. So like when I'm traveling and I'm trying to stay healthy, I have like my supplement kit. It's like, okay, like what are the things that I bring and take to help with staying healthy, promoting regularity so you're not getting constipated and you're not feeling gross. How am I going to get in hydration? Because I think that's really important. You know, for us, it's bringing the water bottle, bringing some electrolytes that we can put in there, and then just refilling our water bottle. And then the next one is going to be like making sure that we have protein and travel snacks to really help with staying on top of everything. And so those are snacks that we pack. And then, you know, we try and focus on where we can, how we can pair in food while we're traveling. It's like, okay, well, what can we look for? What kind of foods can we bring in? Like all that kind of stuff, I think, is also good. And then I feel like my voice is still sounding so not there. And then the next one is, or the other category I would say is movement. And I will say that, like, if we're traveling in the car, we're really not getting that much movement in. But every time we stop for a bathroom break, you know, obviously you walk in, you walk out. I will be the weirdo that will do like squats in the bathroom. I'll do some stretches. I'll do whatever. A lot of that is currently because I just get uncomfortable while I'm pregnant and I need to, you know, stretch my muscles and open up things and all of that kinds of stuff. So I think getting in movement where you can, like if you're at the airport, you know, we'll walk up and down to different terminals just to get movement in because you're going to be sitting a lot. So get walking it. It doesn't have to be a workout. It doesn't have to be like you're sweating and lifting weights or whatever. You're just getting movement in, you know, do what you can with where you're at, I think is a good support. And then just really, really, really support your sleep health to the best of your ability. And this may sound like cliche, but you don't forget your good sleep hygiene just because you're traveling. So like, don't be on your phone scrolling super late at night just because you're traveling and your routine is different. And then it's going to impact your sleep and blah, 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 blah. You know, still try and get off the phone. Really try to prioritize, like, when can I go to sleep and when am I waking up? And can I kind of like still protect that sleep space? Because obviously the better you're sleeping, the better the energy you'll have and all of those things. I also will say, acknowledge the fact that you're probably going to be a little bit more tired when you're traveling, especially if you're traveling with kiddos. Make sure that you acknowledge that you're going to probably need some nervous system support. So don't overdo the caffeine. I will bring cordyceps with me. That's from Aversio Wellness Mushrooms. I always bring cordyceps with me while I'm traveling as an energy support. This is nothing to do with like my immune system and regularity. This is just like energy, because I know you don't want to overdo the caffeine. So I definitely will do cordyceps. Aversio Wellness calls it Energize Now. It's their red bag. You can use my name, Leah, to save 15% with them. And then the other thing, and this is if you're someone that like gets super easily overstimulated and all of that, is I would highly recommend like bringing blue vervain. It's spelled V-E-R-V-A-I-N. It is great for like the moment when you feel overstimulated, overtouched out, all of the things, and it can just help calm you down. So if you're traveling by yourself, maybe not a big deal for you unless you get a lot of nervousness around traveling. But if you're traveling with kids and you're like, I'm worried I'm going to be overstimulated, overtouched out, there's a lot to focus on, I don't want to be snapping, I want to calm my body down, blue vervain may be really helpful for you. So like I said, I get all of my tinctures from Subluma. Like when we were talking earlier in the episode about that, I get all of them from Subluma. But that is what I would do. That is, I think, you know, some simple things that you can do to help support your body while you're traveling. So help you stay regular, help you not get sick, support your nervous system, get some more protein in, get movement in. Those are my hacks for life, but they work really well for us. The kids have fun while they're traveling, helps make sure that, you know, everybody's not getting sick every 35 seconds. But yeah, that's my life hack. If you guys have any travel hacks that you would love to share, I would love to hear them because I feel like nobody knows everything. So I'd love to know what you do to incorporate and make your life easier here.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.